good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee and the Word. It is Friday, the 20th of September already? It is, and this is a beautiful rainy day here in North Little Rock. God has a message for us today, a message of encouragement and hope. That's what Coffee and the Word is all about. And I was thinking this morning when I woke up, I was thinking about how most days, and particularly if you're a woman, most days when you get up and you're getting ready to start your day, you begin to ponder about what you're going to wear for the day. I know for me, being a girly girl, I tend to do that a lot. I think about what I want to wear. Do I want to be casual? Do I want to wear jeans? Do, you know, depending on the temperature outside, do I want to wear a sweater or jacket? Or do I want to be nice and cool? Now, men, on the other hand, kind of depends on the guy, but a lot of times, you know, you may just kind of throw something on and run out of the house, or if you have a special event or something you're preparing for, you'll go into your closet and you'll select just the right shirt and just the right jacket. You'll make a decision if you're going to wear a tie, which very few men wear ties anymore, but it still happens, and you're going to decide which shoes to put on. And so as I was thinking about the day today and the different things that I have going on, I was actually laying there pondering what I was going to wear. And the Holy Spirit just spoke to my heart and said, if my people gave as much attention to how they're dressed spiritually before they go out the door, before they start their day, they would live life with the power, the passion, and the purpose that I have been downloading into your spirit for the last year. And so immediately, you know the scripture that came to mind, I immediately went and grabbed my Bible. I went to Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. And God gave me this message this morning, and it's called Get Dressed. How are we dressing every day as we start our day? So verse 10 says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, now listen to this, guys. He's telling you what you need to do. He's telling you why. And then he says, therefore, because you're not struggling against flesh and blood, you're not struggling against the spouse that you're having difficulty with, you're not struggling against that boss at work that's causing you problems, you're not struggling against that family member or that friend that you're having an issue with, you're struggling against the rulers, against the authorities, the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. And we know that the devil is called the God, little g God, not big G God, but the little g God of this world. And so God goes on to say in verse 15, therefore, because of this, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. He doesn't say if the evil day comes. He says when the evil day comes. We know that Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So we know, guys, that as believers in Jesus Christ, the devil is not going to roll out the red carpet and make everything easy for us. He's not going, you know, when we start moving in the right direction with God and flowing in his anointing and power, the enemy immediately comes in to try to kill that, to try to steal and try to destroy it. But here is the good news. Here's the good news. He says, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. In verse 14, he says, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And then in addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all, somebody needs to say all, you know I'm big on that all word, all the flaming arrows of evil one. He doesn't say that you can extinguish only some of the flaming arrows, but some are going to get through. He says if you have on the whole armor and you're taking up the shield of faith, you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit. I love that. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And then he says, with this in mind, be alert and aware. Always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people. So this is a powerful scripture. And we are to put on the full armor of God. It's not enough just to put the belt of truth around your waist. It's not enough to have your feet shod with the gospel of peace. It's not enough to do part of it. We have to put on the whole armor. So I found something really interesting that I'd had in my notes probably from well over a year ago. I found something, or someone sent me something from Charles Stanley about dressing for battle. And I want to share this with you. And so this morning, when I found this Dress for Battle by Charles Stanley, I began to study out scriptures that applied to each one of these. So this morning, what we're going to do, we're going to literally visualize that we are dressing for battle. And what we're going to do this morning is really something that I'm making a fresh new commitment to do every single day. When my feet hit the floor, perhaps even before my feet hit the floor, I want to be dressed for battle, because the minute we open our eyes in the morning, we are in a war. Sometimes the war we cannot see and feel. Other times it's very real and we know it's going on and we're in the thick of it. But we need to be dressed for battle regardless if you're in the middle of something. Maybe right now everything's going great for you. Maybe right now life is smooth sailing and things are wonderful. I'm telling you, the Word of God says in this scripture we just read to be alert. We have to be alert and aware. So even though right now things may be smooth sailing for you, you have to be alert and ready and be dressed for battle. And if it isn't just for you, perhaps it's for someone else that you need to share this with and you're praying for. For in the very end of that scripture, he says, with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people. So we know that God wants us to pray for each other. So first of all, when I was reading this Dress for Battle by Charles Stanley, the first scripture, the first thing that Charles Stanley says, he says, put on your armor one piece at a time every day. First, imagine a beautiful helmet and a picture of yourself slipping this helmet over your head. The scripture that the Lord gave me two scriptures for each of these. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. And we know this one. There is a pattern that this world has, and people are conforming. Well-meaning Christians are conforming to the pattern of this world. They're living with each other. They're having sex before marriage. They're doing the same things the world is doing. They're watching the same movies the world is watching. They're going the same. And listen, I'm telling you, we're trying to be legalistic, but we've got to remember that there are laws that we live by to be able to walk in the freedom with which Christ died to set us free. And he says, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the entire renewing of your mind. And then he goes on to say, and this is a biggie, then, and if I was doing a group message, I would make everyone say the word then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. How many people are asking God, God, I need to know your will for my life. What is your will for my life? I need direction. I need to know your will. And some of you listening to me this morning are thinking and praying, God, show me your will. He says, if you will not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. Then you will know. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. You know, I hear people say all the time, I'm just crazy. I can't keep a straight thought in my head. I don't know what to think. They're constantly confessing these negative thoughts over their brain. And I say, I have the mind of Christ. And in my Amplified Bible, it says, but we have the mind of Christ, and we hold his thoughts, his purposes, and his intents. I love that, that when we walk in the Word of God and we take on that helmet of salvation, which is the mind of Christ, we literally hold the thoughts, the purposes, and the intents of the heart of God. Isn't that exciting to know? We have wisdom beyond our own natural ability when we do that. So today, this is the prayer that you will pray, and I will post this on the Isaiah Facebook. Lord, I choose this day to put on the helmet of salvation in order to protect my mind. I want to thank your thoughts, Lord. I want to thank you that when Satan sends one of his thoughts my way, the helmet of salvation will protect my thinking. So the second thing you're going to picture is an immense piece of body armor. I want you to think about this. You've seen Roman soldiers or pictures of Roman soldiers. They have this giant breastplate of righteousness. Well, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him, in Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. I loved this, and this morning the Lord said to me, you become the righteousness of God. It isn't something that you walk in and out of. He says that you become the righteousness of God. And Romans 3:22 says this righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. All. There's that word again. God's big on the word all. This righteousness. So we say this morning, as we picture ourselves applying and putting on this breastplate of righteousness, we simply say, Lord, I choose to put on the breastplate of righteousness to guard my emotions. I want to feel only what you feel. Lord, do not let me react out of emotion, but let me respond based on the truth that I know in my mind. For I have the mind of Christ. Thirdly, we imagine ourselves strapping on a giant belt. I see this in my spirit. Man, I see this belt as being almost like a heavyweight champion's belt. Have you ever seen the belt? I've never seen one in person, but on television, when that fighter has won the battle, that fighter puts on that giant belt with the huge buckle. It tells everybody that they're the world champion. The only difference between them and us is we put it on before we win the battle. We don't put it on after the boxing match. We put it on before the boxing match. We put on that giant belt that says, I am a champion. We put on that giant belt that says, I am an overcomer. We put on that giant belt that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror. We put that belt on before the battle. You see, it's too late to put it on after you've been beat up. You're going to be dragging yourself over trying to get that belt. And then it's going to be so heavy, somebody's going to have to help you put it on. But thank God for fellow Christians and believers that when we are on the side of the road and we didn't put the belt on and we didn't put our helmet on and we didn't have our breastplate of righteousness on, thank God for Christians that will pull over on the side of the road and grab us and say, come on, baby, I'll put your belt on. I'm going to help you get through this. You see, that's how we've got to live as believers, not looking down at one another and saying, oh, well, if they would have had more faith, they would have been healed. If they would have had more faith, if only they would have just done this, that, or the other. We need to walk in mercy because we desire mercy, and we have to give what we want to receive. And I love this about God. So that belt of truth, we've got to put it on before the battle, the minute we get out of bed. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is inspired by God, and it's useful to teach us what is true, to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong. It teaches us to do what is right. God, the belt plate, the belt of God's truth is the Word of God, and we've talked about that these last few weeks, how powerful the Word is. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It is the power of God on the inside of us. So today, we simply say, Lord, I choose to fasten this day on the truth. I'm fastening it on my body. I'm putting the belt on so I can stay centered on your word. I want to live in the truth. I want to walk in the truth. I'm going to testify to the truth of your living word. This is power. This is power. So imagine yourself right now. You're getting dressed. You've got your helmet on. You've got your breastplate on. And by the way, the breastplate is covering your heart. It is covering your heart. That is the most vulnerable part of your body. If somebody can get to your heart, they can take you down. God says put that breastplate on because it is guarding your vital organs. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in from earlier. So I see that. I'm visualizing myself right now with this helmet on, this breastplate on. I've got my big belt on, my world champion, overcomer belt on. And then God says to pursue peace, to put on the sandals of peace. Hebrews 12:14-15 says, pursue peace. And in my Amplified Bible, it says, go after it, run after it, chase it down. And he says, with all people. Now, once again, there's that all word. Now, this is kind of difficult because some people it's hard to pursue peace with. And there is a scripture that says, inasmuch as it depends on you, live at peace with all people. And that's a powerful scripture. Inasmuch as it depends on you, don't you be the cause of losing peace. Don't you be the cause of someone else losing their peace. But bottom line is, it's up to us to pursue peace with all people. And then he goes on to say, and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. That's powerful. Without peace in your life, without pursuing peace with all people and pursuing holiness, he says no one will see the Lord. And then he says, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. Listen to this, guys. Lest any root of bitterness spring up, causing trouble. And listen to this part. This really got me this morning. And by this, many become defiled. You know, people are watching us. The world is watching your life. They're watching your consistent behavior. They're watching to see if you really are walking out with your actions what you speak with your words. You've all heard talk is cheap, and it is so true in the Christian world. People are so tired of hearing the Christianisms and all the platitudes that we like to throw out as Christians. They want to see Christ in action in us. They want to see us forgiving the unforgivable. They want to see us loving the unlovable. They want to see us walking in forgiveness when the whole world would look at you and say, you have every right to be angry. You have every right to be bitter. You have every right. But may I tell you, my friends, once you have laid your life at the master's feet, you gave your rights up. You don't have those rights anymore. We gave them up. Philippians 4:17, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keeps your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. I pray this prayer over people often when they're going through unspeakable sorrow or tragedy, that Philippians 4:7 would be theirs, that peace of God that surpasses all understanding. So the fourth thing we're doing right now, we are putting on, we're looking at our feet before we walk out the door and we say, Lord, I choose to put on the sandals of peace. Wherever I go today, I want to be a peacemaker. I want my footsteps to be evidence of the tranquility, guys, get this, the tranquility I carry in the Holy Spirit. Oh, tranquility. Up over a year ago, God just really poured into me about pursuing peace in my life. I avoid conflict. I get fussed at sometimes about that, but I want to be at peace. I want to pursue peace. If I can do something to help calm the situation, I will do it. But a lot of times the Lord says, walk away, pull away, choose the path of peace. You know, it's not that important that we be right all the time. It's just important that we walk in peace. And God says, be still, for I, the Lord, will fight for you. So many times we try to fight our own battles. We try to do it in our own strength. And God is saying, simply be still. Pursue peace. Trust me. And then we say, Lord, I want my footprints to be evidence of the tranquility I carry in the Holy Spirit. Help me to anchor my feet in the bedrock of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel of the good news. And fifth, I want you to imagine right now a giant shield. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the essence of things unseen. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. We are literally wielding, holding it up, the shield of faith. Faith in the Son of God. Faith in God's ability to move on our behalf. Faith in God's ability to change our circumstances. Faith in God's ability to move mountains on our behalf. So we say this day, Lord, I choose to take up the shield of faith. I want to thank you that no matter how many fiery darts the enemy hurls at me today, no matter how many trials or temptations may come, I can stand safely behind the massive protection of my shield of faith today. And I want to end today by praying this prayer. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, come, Holy Spirit. Come, fill me with the fullness of God, that you may be glorified. Jehovah God, grant me strength that I may be strong in the Lord today and in the power of his might. I put on the whole armor of God. I am dressed for battle to withstand the schemes of the devil. And having done this, having done all, I stand. I choose to stand. Holy Spirit, help me stand. I have my waist girded about with truth. I've put on my breastplate of righteousness. I've shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, I take the shield of faith. My faith in the shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I put on the helmet of salvation and carry the sword of the Spirit, which is your holy word. Holy Spirit, live in me, dwell in me, armor of God, surround me and protect me. And 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5, I speak this over my life today. For though I walk in the flesh, I do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but are mighty in God. For the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought, Lord God, my every thought into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. My friends, imagine the power in your life. Imagine the strongholds that are coming down. Imagine the chains that are falling off as you make a decision every single day to get dressed for battle. That you put more thought into armoring yourself up and putting on all of the provisions that God has given you to live this life with victory, to live this life with power, passion, and purpose. God's already given us everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. But we have to appropriate it. We have to put it on. We have to choose that for ourselves. And so perhaps you and I will never wake up again thinking about putting on our daily clothes the same way. I was thinking this morning, how many of us would walk out of the house for an important appointment in tattered rags? How many of us would walk out into the world completely naked? Would never happen. But how many of us do that very thing in our lives, day in and day out, in the spiritual realm, walking out naked, walking out tattered and torn, instead of walking out suited up in the full armor of God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for your word. It's so amazing. It's so rich and it's so full, and you've given it to us, God, as a gift. So, Lord, we just thank you that we're dressed for battle today. We thank you, Father God, for the revelation of this in our minds, that we would never see this scripture as the same again. So, Father, I just thank you that we are powerful because of all of the things you've provided for us that we are dressed in. We thank you, Father God, that provision provision is already ours for every assignment you have given us. We thank you, Father, and we call forth everything that is needed emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially, everything that you have given us. And Father God, this day we are dressed for the battle, and we have already won the war. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you for making us more than conquerors. Thank you, Father, for your provision. You are my life. You are my love. You are the reason I get up and breathe this air. And so, God, we just lay it at your feet. We surrender it all to you. If you never do another thing, you've done enough. But we're so thankful. We're so grateful today for all that you are and who you are. We just seek your face. We seek your face and not your hand. We know provision is there, but your face, oh Lord, your face, the person of who you are, is what we seek today. So, Lord, just infill every person this morning, today, whatever time of day they're listening by podcast, Father, just fill them up right now with your Holy Spirit and power, Lord God. And we thank you for this revelation knowledge that you've given us. We worship you this day. We are expecting, we are looking, and we are longing today. We are living Isaiah 30:18. We love you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen.